This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. Christians held a candlelight vigil Tuesday night in Paris to mourn the loss for now at least of Notre Dame Cathedral. Many priceless pieces of art were salvaged from the Gothic Cathedral as a fire tore through it on Monday. President Emmanuel Macron has vowed to restore the historic landmark to its former glory within 5 years, a task which will be aided by several billionaires who have already donated hundreds of millions of euros. And as the AP's Sagar Margani reports, more support is being pledged.
From the Vatican to Buckingham Palace to Moscow, world leaders say they're ready to support Paris in rebuilding Notre Dame, including Poland's prime minister, who remembers Warsaw rising from the World War II ruins. Two French tycoons have reportedly pledged nearly $340 million. On CBS This Morning, Paris's deputy mayor said Notre Dame will recover.
We'll rise up again and build it again.
Sagar Margani at the White House.
The UN Secretary General has appointed a special advisor, Nicholas Haysom, to support the African Union's mediation efforts in Sudan, where the military ousted longtime President Omar al-Bashir last week. Haysom, a South African lawyer, was previously the UN Special Envoy for Sudan and South Sudan. The African Union Peace and Security Council is condemning the military takeover in Sudan as an unconstitutional change of government, and demanding the military hand over power to a transitional civilian-led political authority within 15 days. The protests began in December with demonstrators accusing al-Bashir's government of economic mismanagement that sparked skyrocketing food prices and fuel and foreign currency shortages. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. The U.S.